Okay. Okay, this Shabbos is Parshas Vayera, Tesvav Mar Cheshvan, the Parsha that's always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan, Vayera. Now, the name of this Parsha, Vayera means, and he appeared, or he revealed himself. So Vayera suggests revelation. This is a Parsha of revelation. The Parsha starts with the word Vayera, and it ends with the Akedah, where Avraham Avinu designates the Makom HaMikdash for future generations, where he says, as we say every day in the parish of the Akedah, which one is supposed to say every day, by Yikra Avraham Shem HaMakom HaHu Hashem Yir'eh Asher Ye'omer HaYoim Bahar Hashem Ye'ro'eh. In this mountain Hashem will reveal himself. It's one pshat in what Avraham meant. So the parasha begins with Vayera, and it sort of ends with the concept of Yeroe, Yira, Yeroe. Of course, the Makom HaMikdash is the place where one goes to see Hashem, to be seen by Hashem. And one would assume there that every part of this parasha, therefore, is revelation. Yet if we look through this parasha, true, at the beginning it's about the Malachim, which all three came to reveal something to Avraham Avinu, so certainly that's revelation. And we have in this parasha the destruction of Sodom, we have the birth of Yitzchak, firstborn Jew, that's certainly revelation, especially as the Sfarim said, that the birth of Yitzchak is a metaphor to the coming of Mashiach. But when we come to the end of the parasha, we have the final test that Avraham Avinu is tested, the tenth of the ten tests, the test known as the Akedah. And certainly during that test, there was no revelation. A nisayon is by its name. A nisayon is a test, means that there's no revelation. It's concealment. Because if it's revelation, then it's not a test. If Avraham knew that the end will be that he will not slaughter Yitzchak and everything's going to turn out great, so what was the big deal? The big deal was is because as far as he's concerned, whatever he lived for is going to come to an end. As Svarim say, Vayaras Hamakim Meirachoik, he saw the Shechina from afar, he saw Hashem from afar, because the closeness that he felt, normally he didn't feel during those 3 days on his way to the Akedah. All his madrigas were taken away from him, and he was in total darkness, total concealment, and despite that, he prevailed and he won and he passed the test. But it was not revelation, it was concealment. So the name of the parasha of Vayera does not fit with the last story, which the last story certainly cannot be a story associated with revelation, because it's a test. A test is not revelation. Now, and at the very end of the parasha, when we come to the siyum of Parshas Vayera, which is also what we read at the end of the Kriya on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we read from this parasha. So any time that we read in a parasha, that which is read at a different time, as the Sfarim tell us, and as we talk about here many times, the Kriya is Ma'ira Dizman. And since the Kriya in Vayera is the same Kriya, at least part of it, that's read Rosh Hashanah, it's like as if we're being visited once again by Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is certainly a day of revelation. But the last Kriya here, the last Psukim, talk about how Milcah, who was Avraham Avinu's sister-in-law, had children. She bore children to Nachor, and the Torah elaborates and tells us their names, Utz, and Buz, and Kemuel, and Kesed, and Chazoy, and Pildash. Uvesuel Yoladis Rivka. And if that's not enough, he had a Pilegesh, as if we have to know that too. And her name was Reuma. And she bore him 4 children, Tevach, Gacham, Tachash, and Ma'ach. And that's how the parasha ends. And the obvious question is, who cares? Why is that important? Why do we have to know about Milcah's children and the Pilegesh's children with the detail, all their names? So Rashi discusses a little bit here that she, Milcah, wanted to equate herself to Avraham. She knew Avraham was going to eventually have 12 Shvatim through Yaakov, so she also wanted to have 12. And then at the last Rashi, Ubesuel Yolades Rivka, that all of these family members were only written only because of this pasuk. Ubesuel Yolades Rivka, she's really who we're interested here about. But we have, in order to get to her, we have to discuss, well, how did she get here? Who's her mother? Who's her brothers? And then finally, Ubesuel Yolades Rivka. And now we know who the future Zivug, the future soulmate of Yitzchak is, and that we learn about in the next week's parasha, how they get married. But why the details? Why is it important for us to know? And the parasha is called Vayera. It's a parasha of revelation. And it starts with a nevuah that Avraham Avinu receives from the three malachim, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. And we end with the seemingly insignificant details about Milcah's children and the Pelegish's children. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks this question. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh also talks about it, and he says, he seems to be saying, is that they explain the Aruch Chaim this way, that whenever something good is about to happen, the powers of evil begin to sprout and try to conceal it or try to prevent it from happening. So as Rivka is coming into the world, Rivka the Tzadekes, she's, as the Medrash says, compared to the rose among thorns, all the thorns begin to grow to try to ruin the rose, to try to rip it apart. But Rivka's unscathed, as we read about in the next few parashiyos, and she is not harmed, and she comes out pure. That's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh seems to be saying at the end of the parasha. We'll try to go give a different interpretation, especially b'negeya to the special time that we're in right now. The parasha has a siman to remember how many psukim it has. Amnon. Amnon siman. There was a person by the name of Amnon in Tanakh who was not a tzaddik. But the name to remember, the word that the Svarim chose, and as we mentioned many times, it's Beruach HaKadosh, whoever wrote this. There are Svarim written to try to explain these simanim. Rav David Feinstein Shlita has a sefer just to explain the siman of every single parasha. And he writes too that Amnon is from the word emuna. We see the great emuna of Avraham Avinu, especially here in the story of the Akedah. And once again, l'cha'ira, that's a stira with the name of the parasha. Vayera is revelation. Revelation doesn't require emuna. When things are clear, and everyone can see with their own eyes, when it's vayera, there's no need for emuna. Emuna is ve'emunascha ba'leilois, when it's not clear, when it's dark, when things are in a concealed state. So the name of the parasha is Vayera. The amount of psukim we remember with a word Amnon, which is Amunah. How do these two go together? This parasha talks about the smicha of Malchus Beis David. Parashas Vayera is the parasha of Mashiach. The two parashias, Lech Lecha and Vayera, which are the two parashias that detail and are elaborate about Avraham Avinu, because after this already, Parshas Chayesara is really the transition between Avraham and Yitzchak and preparing the Shidduch for Yitzchak. So the two parshas that we learned about in detail, all the 10 tests of Avraham Avinu and the life of Avraham Avinu, is Lech Lecha Vayera. And perhaps we can break it down that Lech Lecha, we know that what the Ramban says, Maisa Ovah Simen Labanim. So whatever Avram does, whatever Yitzchak did, whatever Yaakov does, is all a path that's being paved for the future generations until our time, till today. And as the Svarim tell us, that the Akedah is our generation. Our generation, which was the last test of Avram Avinu, corresponds to Ikfisa the Mashicha. Vayar Es Hamokai Mei Rachoik. Es Hamokai Mei Rachoik is Begematria Ikfisa the Mashicha. Ekev asher shoma Avram, asher shomata b'koili, Ekev, that's Ikvisa de Mashicha. In many ways, our generation has experienced what Avram experienced then. Contradictions, questions, total concealment. And yet, despite all of that, whether it's the persecutions that went on in the last 100 years, under the communists in Russia, the Holocaust, the situation today, and yet there are still Jews who believe and who are still Shomrei Torah Mitzvot, all the koyach of Avraham Avinu who passed the 10th test. And that's the test of the Akedah. So everything in Chumash is a lesson to all of us and to every generation. Torah is Nitzchias. There's no story in Chumash that only happened then. It has nothing to do with now. As the Baal Shem Tov translates the famous Mishnah in Megillah, HaKoyrias HaMegillah LeMafreya is Lo Yotzeh. If someone reads the Megillah backwards, you're not Yotzeh. So the Baal Shem Tov said it means also that if someone reads the Megillah as if backwards, like it's a story that happened many years ago, but it doesn't apply to me today, lo yotze, he's not yotze, because every word, every pasuk, every parasha, in Chumash, in Navi, in Ksuv, wherever it is applicable to every one of us and in every generation, because the Torah is nitzchis. Certainly what the Avos lived and what they went through was to prepare for their children for the future. So Lech Lecha is preparation for Golus. Vayera is preparation for Geula. Lech Lecha means go away, Lech, that's Golus. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. We see in the parasha of Lech Lecha that Avram is traveling all the time in Lech Lecha. He's going from one place to one place. He's not in a state of Menucha. He comes to one place, he has to leave, he has to go somewhere else. There's a hunger, he has to go to Mitzrayim. And he goes to Mitzrayim and he paves the way for us to go down to Mitzrayim. He has to fight a battle between and get involved with the four kings and the five kings. He has to go save light. So he's living, it's a very difficult time for him in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's a parasha of Lech, of Halich, of Vayelech L'masa'ov, of it's Golus. And he paves the way for us when we go to Golus. Vayera is different. Vayera already is after the Bris Milah. Avram is more relaxed. He's in one place. You don't find that he's traveling too much in Parshas Vayera. Just later, after the story with Lot, with his daughters, so he leaves that area because Yotza Shem Ra Alot, because there were no more passerbyers, as Rashi says. But otherwise, he's basically settled, and he's receiving revelations, and we find that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh also notices that after it says Vayera here at the beginning of Vayera, it never says it again. It never says Vayomer again, because Avram Avinu connects to Hashem on such a high level. After the Bris, he becomes one with Hashem. Ha'ava is Hein Hein HaMerkava, that whatever Hashem wants, it's automatic. He knows what Hashem wants. So Hashem doesn't have to appear himself to him anymore and then go away. Because once after the Bris, the Hashem appears to Avram and stays with him for the rest of his life. It's Merumas at the end of Lech Lecha where it says, right before the Bris, it says, after he talks to him about the bris, Vayechal ledaber itoi, Vayaal Elohim me'al Avraham. And they all ask, why does the pasuk have to say that? He finished speaking with him, and then Hashem sort of kaviyachol leaves. Why does the Torah tell us that? Because that was the last time that he left him. Because after that comes the bris, and then Vayera el of Hashem, and he never left him again. He was one with Hashem for the rest of his life. In fact, if you look at the beginning of Vayera, right here in the parasha, it doesn't even say that Hashem told him anything. Vayera el of Hashem, v'hu yoshei pesach ha'ohel k'chayim ha'yoyim, and that's it. Then he sees the malachim. What did Hashem come to him for? So Rashi says, to visit the sick. L'vakaris ha'ohel, or yoyim shlishi l'milas le'hei, ha'vak kodesh baruch v'shal b'shalaymai. There's no actual dibur here. There are those who learned that there was. He was coming to tell him what he's going to do with Sodom. That's later Hashem amar. And then in the interim was the story with the three malachim. But the Pashtus, or even not the Pashtus, Al Piremes, certainly we see here that the Vayera here is different than the Vayera till now. Till now there was a Vayera, and then the Shechina leaves, and then another Vayera, and the Shechina leaves. Here there's a Vayera, and it stays. Because this is a metaphor of Yemais HaMashiach, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ohel K'chaim Hayoim, and Rashi tells us the famous Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its protective layer, the ozone layer, whatever it is, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika, so that there shouldn't be any guests, because it's too hot. Where else do we find this expression of Hoitzi Chama Min Artika? La'osid Lavai. The Gemara says, La'osid Lavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Min Artika, that Hashem takes the sun out of its protective layer, the wicked will die, because it'll be too hot, and the tzaddikim will heal, will bask in the rays of the sun, and they will heal. So this is a metaphor of what's going to be La'osid Lavoi. Lech Lecha, we see, starts with Vayomer Hashem El Avram. Not Vayera. Vayomer Hashem El Avram. First Hashem talks to him, and then afterwards it says Vayera. In other words, Hashem is speaking to him, but it's not in a revealed state. There's still some concealment over here. And then afterwards, Vayera. But here it's right away, Vayera El of Hashem. There's no Vayomer. Vayera El of Hashem. It's revelation. And if we look closely at what the Malachim come to tell Avraham Avinu, and this is not only a message to Avraham and Sarah, this is a message to the entire Klal Yisrael. There were three Malachim, and each one of those came with a specific mission, with a specific task, to give over a message that is also futuristic. And this revelation came after the bris. The bris, as we know, consists of three components. A bris is Mila, Priya, and Metzitza. Mila, Upriya, Umetzitza is Begematria, Bris Mila. That's Bris Mila. Bris Mila is these three. the incision, cutting off the arla, getting rid of the ra, the revelation of the crown, gilui ha'atara, and the metzitza, which is the refuah. And these three malachim correspond to those three acts. Avraham Avinu was zeicha as a result of his mitzvah of bris milah with b'mesiris nefesh at the age of 99 to the revelation of three malachim. What he did in his act of milah, priya, mitzitza, he brought these three malachim to the world with a message, with their message is a message of milah, priya, and mitzitza. And what is that? The Malach who came to destroy Sodom, that's Gavriel, that's the removal of the Orla, the removal of the evil. Like it says, V'yas ruach hatoma avir min ha'oretz, v'hasirois yas leiv ha'evan, the removal of the Ra, biur chametz. In fact, this took place on Pesach, getting rid of the chametz, getting rid of the Ra, removing the Orla, that's Gavriel, getting Sodom out of the picture. And Agav, Sodom consisted of five cities. We know that from the story here. We see that Avraham Avinu asked if there would be 50, you would say five cities. 40, they would say four. There were five cities. We find in Parashas Lech Lecha that Lot chose to live in Sodom. Sodom, Amora, Kegan Hashem, Keeretz Mitzrayim, Boy Acha, Tsoyar. There's Sodom, Amora, Adma, Tsvoyim, and Tsoyar. But we find interesting, if we go further on in the Parsha, that only four cities were destroyed right away. The four cities were turned around, like we say in Parshas Nitzavim, Kamapecha, Sodom, Va'amoira, Adma, Utsvoyim. The fifth city, Lot asked that it be spared, because he was told to go to Avraham Avinu. He was told, Maher, the Altamoid, Bechol HaKikor, Hahora Himalait. Save yourself and go to the mountain. Which mountain are we talking about? Where Avraham was. That's where he was supposed to go. The Malach told him to go there. That's what Hashem wanted, clearly. He was supposed to go there. But he didn't go there. And he begged that he should not have to go there because, as he says, as Pesukim Rashi explains, he was afraid. In Sodom, I was a tzaddik compared to them. I go with Avraham Avinu, I'm going to be a Rasha. So he asked if Hashem could please spare the fifth city for 1 year at least. Because it was settled, it was built a year after the other four. The other four cities, it was already the time that they had to be destroyed. As Rashi makes the Cheshbon here, 52 years. That city was only 51 year. Yimolta, Noshom, and Nun Aleph, the Gematria 51, as Rashi brings here. So it could still stay around for a little while. So that's where he went. Tsoyar was speared. It could be, saying the Bederach Agav, that this was another obstacle, sort of, in the path of bringing the world to its complete tikkun. Because if all the five cities would have been destroyed, the removal of the Ra, the total Ra would have been removed. Like we find later on in Navi, by the story of Amalek, had Shol wiped out Agag, had Shol got rid of all the animals, it would have been the tikkun HaSholem. But it didn't happen. Uvayachlosh Yehoshua es Amalek, Yehoshua only cut off the heads of the Gibeirei Amalek, but the weak ones were still let to live. So because the Ra wasn't totally eradicated, the world did not reach the tikkun that it was supposed to. And perhaps that's what would have happened over here. If Lot would have gone to Avraham Avinu, and all five cities would have been destroyed, things would have been different. But it wasn't the time for it yet, like in all these other stories. And Tsoyar was spared for a while, at least. Then Lot, it says, leaves Tsoyar, ki yorei lo sheves b'tsoyar, and that's where the story happens with his two daughters, and from there is Matzmiach, Malchus Beis David. It's interesting, at the end of Chumash, right at the very end, Moshe Rabbeinu was shown cities, different places in Eretz Yisrael. The last city that he was shown was Tsoyar. Ve'es HaNegev, Ve'es HaKikor, Bikas HaYardein, Ir HaTemorim, Ad Tsoyar. So we once spoke about this, I don't know if it was here, at a different occasion. Tsoyar is Meloshon Sa'ar. As Rashi says, that he was shown all the episodes, whatever's going to happen until Yemais HaMashiach, including the last generation, the last moments of Golos, where the Tsa'ar is the greatest. He was shown up until the last Tsa'ar, which from that will sprout Mashiach ben David. Ad Tsoyar is Begematria Mashiach ben David. That was the last city that he was shown. He was shown the Tsa'ar, the last moments, the last distressful moments of Golos. And here too, perhaps Tsoyar was spared. That wasn't a good thing, because then it meant that the Ra was not totally eradicated. Agav, this is in parentheses. So the first, the story here about getting rid of Sodom, that was Gavriel's mission. And that was the mission of getting rid of the Orla as a schar for Avraham's Mila, Krisas HaOrla. The next Malach came to give over the good news that Sarah was going to have a child. And of course the obvious question that the Ramban asks, and many ask, is why did she have to have the Malach, who she thought was an Arab, and she laughs about it, tell her this? Didn't her own husband tell her the great news that he was told last week in Lech Lecha? Didn't he have to change his name from Sarai to Sarah? Doesn't she know that this is the case? Clearly he did not tell her. He didn't. Either he was afraid, Shem Yigra Machet, or perhaps it was a very delicate piece of news. It's a besoira, and it's the type of news that has to be kept hidden until it actually happens. So he doesn't reveal it, similar to the Giloy HaKeitz, that has to stay hidden. This had to stay hidden. And Sarah laughs. And because she laughs, that was also a pagam. But this second Malach, which is Michael is the one who came to say the good news that Sarah is going to have a child, and that's Yitzchak, that's Leidas Yitzchak, which Leidas Yitzchak is a metaphor to Bias HaMashiach. According to the Gemara in Bava Metzia, according to one opinion, that's the same Malach who went to save Lot. Rashi learns it was the third Malach, it was Raphael. Rashi's quoting here the opinion of the Medrash, but the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, the Malach who said over the good news, who said, Aye Sarah Ishtecha, Shoiv Oshuv Elecha Ko Eis Chaya V'hinei Vein L'Sarah Ishtecha. That Malach is the one who went to save Lot. Meaning, what was the purpose of saving Lot? The purpose of saving Lot was so that from Lot comes Mashiach, comes David HaMelech. That's the ator, that's the Priya, that's the second part of the Mila. After you remove the Orla, you reveal, we call it Giloy HaAtorah, the crown is revealed, Malchus, the kingdom of Hashem in the world, and that's through Malchus Beis David. We once said over the Chedush Harim, it's kedai to say it again, maybe some didn't hear it here. Why that Malach? Don't we say Ein Malach Echad Oisa Shtei Shlichas? Rashi says Raphael is the one that went to save Lot. It's not really two Shlichas. It's not two missions because Refuah and Hatzalah are the same thing. To heal someone, to save someone, it's the same idea. But if you learn that it was Michael, the one who gives over the good news that Sarah is having a child, so that's not the same mission as saving Lot. So the Chiddush Harim said it is because Mayav, later we know Mayav is disqualified. Mayav cannot come. But only the males, not the females. The females may marry into the Jewish nation, not the males, because the pasuk says, why? Al-Divar, Ashalechidmu Eschem, Balechem Uvamoyim, for not greeting us with bread and water. Who comes out to greet? The men. Women are supposed to stay in private. Women as kol kavut of Asmelech Penima. That was proven here with this story, because later on there were those who argued with Boaz, including Doyego Adoimi and others who claimed that David HaMelech was not really Jewish, because they said that Rus had no right to marry Boaz. They felt that Loyavi Amani Omayavi means males and females. But here the Malach says to Avraham, where is Sarah? Hine ba'oihel. Rashi says, Tsnuahi. She's modest. Oh, women are modest. Women have to stay indoors. So then that, if women have to stay indoors, then that means that women, later on, the Benois Mayav will be allowed to marry the Jewish men. Rus will be able to marry Boaz, and from that will come David HaMelech. So Lot could be saved. Because if not, if women are not snuois, then Moav cannot be saved, because Mashiach cannot come from Rus then. The fact that the Malach tells Sarah the good news, and he has to reveal that she's a tsnua, aye Sarah eshtecha, hinei ba'oel, then he can go and save Lot, because now we know that women are tsnuois, and therefore Rus can marry Boaz, and therefore Lot should be saved. And it came from the two daughters, as we know, the Arizal tells us that the oldest daughter of Lot was Rus. Rus is a Gilgal of the oldest daughter of Lot, which is all in this week's parasha. So that's the second Malach. The second Malach, Levaser Asara, leads to saving Lot, Smichas Malchus Beis David, which in this parasha we find Malchus Beis David. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos, the Masechta being learned now by those learned Daf Yomi, Matsasi David Avdi, the pasuk says in Tehillim Pei Tes. Veheichan mitsasiv, the Gemara asks, where did I find him? Where's David? Where? Bisdaim. He's in Sodom, in the lowest place on earth. below sea level, literally geographically, and the place of the worst people that lived at that time were the Anshei Sdoim, Roim v'chatoim l'Hashem Oy. That's where the Nitzitz of Malchus Beis David is. As we mentioned, Bisdoim is Rosh HaTevis, Soid Malchus Beis David, v'hu yoshed Bisdoim. That's over here, in this parasha. The Malachim say to Lloyd, so you have any children, you have any daughters, you have son of Lloyd? Shnei b'nai secha hanim tsa ois. Hanim tsa ois means the two daughters that are found in your tent. Hanim tsa ois, that's the Gemara uses this pasuk over here. Hanim tsa ois, matzasi David Avdi. That's where it is. Hanim tsa ois is b'gematria Yerushalayim. Hanim tsa ois b'miluai is b'gematria Malchus Beis David. You spell out the word with the milui of the oisius. Malchus Beis David is rooted here. And light is saved by that malach, according to the Gemara, who is mevaser sara, and that leads to the revelation of the Malchus of Hashem in this world, Malchus Beis David, which of course the whole purpose of Malchus Beis David is V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. That's the second Malach, that's the second part of the mitzvah of Milah, which is Priya, Giloy HaTorah. The third Malach heals Avram Avinu, that's Refuah, that's Metzitza. The reason why you have to do Metzitza is for healing purposes. So these three Malachim come to Avram Avinu as a reward for the three parts of the mitzvah of Milah that he just performed. And these three nevuahs, these three pieces of news that Avram Avinu is being told, is what is supposed to happen at the end of time. And what's supposed to happen when we go into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, there were three mitzvahs that had to be performed. Appointing a king, Minoy Melech, getting rid of Amalek, and building the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the three mitzvahs that have to be performed when we come to Eretz Yisrael. And the emes, they're all here. They're in Parshas Vayera. Vayera, again, is the parasha that talks about what Avram Avinu did, and whatever happens in his life, that's a metaphor for Geula. Now, Lech Lecha is a metaphor for Golus. Vayera is for Geula. So that's revelation. That's why you have in this parasha, the destruction of Sodom. Okay, not complete, but it's the destruction of Sodom. What do we have? What else do we have in the revelation of Malchus Beis David? Light being saved. We have the Beis HaMikdash being designated for the first time by the Akedah. By Yikra Avram, Shem HaMakoyim Ahu, Hashem Yireh. So those three mitzvahs, those three components of Geula that have to take place when Mashiach will come, and that happened at some degree after the first Beis HaMikdash was built, are here in Parshas Vayera, rooted over here. However, whenever there is revelation, whenever there's a great moment, whenever great things are about to happen, the tzad shekineged, the le'umazeh, always tries to prevent it, or tries to counter, and the nesyonos grow, and the powers of evil become very, very strong, because the powers of evil know that they're about to be ruined, they're about to be destroyed, which is the reason why today there is so much ra, why today it's been unleashed like never before. It's mentioned many, many times, and they have to say it over and over again because it's constantly happening. It's getting worse. And the fact that it's getting worse, and the fact that the nesyonos are getting worse, and the fact that the koichos of tumah and ra are like they never were, only tells us what's coming, what's happening. Because such a revelation is about to take place, that's why in this parasha called Vayera, how does it end? It ends that as Yitzchak walks away from the Akedah, as the Zayar says, that he receives then a new neshama, and now he's able to have a child, which before he couldn't, and now he's told about his zivug. The Torah elaborates and tells us, oh, now you know what? Now all the powers of evil are coming out of the woodwork. Utz, Buz, all the Kemuel, and Kesed, and Chazoy, and Pildosh, and Yidlof, and Bezu. Any type of ra you could imagine is coming out. Every thorn and thistle, every type of obstacle to try to prevent the yichud of Yitzchak and Rivka, to try to prevent Mashiach from coming. That's why it's in Parshas Vayera, Dafka. In a parsha called Vayera, when there's Vayera, there's going to be Le'umasa. And the fact that we see Le'umasa should not make us despair. On the contrary, if one says, like someone asked me this week, a relative of mine, how could you talk about Mashiach is coming imminently? Look what's going on in the world. He says, well, come on. Does it look to you like Mashiach is coming? I said, Adarab, exactly. That's why he's coming. Don't you understand that means he's coming? Because things are getting so bad, it's not a raya that he's not coming. Because things are getting so bad, it's a raya that his coming is imminent. And because the Kedusha, the revelation, is so close, that's why the Koiches HaTumah and Ra are growing at the same time to try to prevent it from happening. The Parsha elaborates in both Lech Lecha and Vayera about Yishmael, because Yishmael is what's going to happen at the end. At the end, it's going to be the klipa of Yishmael. In Lech Lecha, it's the birth of Yishmael. Huyeh pera Adam. In Vayera, it's his ouster. Goresh ha'ama hazois v'yazbana. Sarah says to Avram Avinu, get him out of here. You have to drive him out. He cannot lo yirash ben ha'ama hazois v'b'niyim Yitzchak. Because this parasha is the parasha of Mashiach, and the last galus is galus Yishmael. The galus, as all the Sfarim tell us, based on what it says in Reb Chaim Vital, and then hinted in the Midrashim and in Zayar, the Balaturim brings down, Kishe Yipal Yishmael Ba'achros Hayomim, Oz Yitzmach Ben David. So when we see a rise in Islamic terror, when we see Muslim fundamentalism all over the world, and it's getting scarier by the day, that itself is a nechama. That means that the revelation is close. It doesn't mean that just, you know, so let's just go to sleep and relax, everything is great. No, it doesn't mean that either. It means obviously we have to do something about it. And especially the year we're in now, and we repeat, because it's kedai to say it over, about the kates of Tavshin Ayin Hei. Tavshin Ayin Hei is a major, major year. Besides that, it's a Shemitah year. And I just was told that Reb Tzvi Meir Silverberg said this in a shir, it's supposed to be, you could hear it on Kol HaLoshon, about a week or two ago, that he heard it from someone who heard it from Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. This is what he said. That Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was here in America in 1939. I heard this once before too, but not exactly like this, but this is the way he said it. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman said that what I'm telling you now, he said, he told it to a few people, he sort of said that it was a revelation, it was a vayera, whether he heard it from the Chafetz Chaim, or something that he was trying to tell everyone, that it wasn't just something that he made up. That there's going to be a very bad war, he said. It's going to last 5 years, he said, about 5 years. And then he says there's going to be 10 Shemitahs. And after that comes Mashiach. Do the math yourself. 10 Shemitahs is 70 years. The war ended in Tavshin Hei. We are now in Tavshin Ayin Hei. The Baal HaTanya, it's quoted, that we mentioned already, that's all over. Rav Wolfson is speaking about this by Arichas. The Pasuk of Pekudei, V'yasho Elef, U'shva Hameyos, V'chamisha V'shivim, Hey Elef. He was reading the Pasuk and he said, best, Hey Elef, U'shva Hameyos, V'chamisha V'shivim. And he said, this Pasuk is the Soid HaKetz. The same thing was found in another Sefer called Sha'alach Ha'ois, from Rav Schlesinger and Munsi's grandfather. That Tav Shanai and Hey is the Ketz, and it's in this Pasuk that they meramiz it. Not that anyone knows for sure. But it's very interesting, though, that if we look in many different psukim, there's a pasuk in Zechariah where it says, "Bas Yerushalayim hine malkeich yovoy lach." So Yerushalayim hine malkeich yovoy is begematria tov shen ayin hey. If you look all over in Daniel, it says ace kates. That means there's going to be a time that everyone's going to talk about as the kates. Ace Kates Hayomin is Bigamatria Tov Shanayin Hei. Vayera is the parasha of Giloy. Vayera is the parasha of Mashiach. But the Torah is hinting to us that when the revelation comes, there's going to be Nisyonis. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to go geshmirt. There's going to be an Akeda. There's going to be a lot of tests. There's going to be a lot of questions. A lot of contradictions. We went through that already with Pashtus. There was a Holocaust. There are things happening now. We hear different sorrows that people are going through, individual sorrows in Eretz Yisrael, wherever it is that doesn't make sense, and people have a lot of questions, and it's okay to have questions. But our emuna is still strong. Amnon Simon. The Simon of the parasha is Amnon. Amnon is emuna. That even though it's Vayera, there's going to be emuna. It's not going to come that easy, that right away everyone sees it, and there's nothing to worry about. It's going to come with a test. There's going to be an Isyonis. Tzadikim have already told us in the last 30, 40 years that Hine Mashiach, boy, it's Mamish Ot, and that the signs are clear. Chazal tell it to us. If one looks in the Gemara at the end of Saita and Sanhedrin, at every one of the Simonim, Ein Ben David Bar Atsha, this happens to this. They all happen. Every single one of them happened, Behidur, without a Shaila. Every one of the Simonim, and all the different things that are going on in the world, and all the different Midrashim. So everything is there, ready. There's no reason why it shouldn't happen in a second. The Gemara tells us that there are three things that come suddenly, that come behesach hadas. Hesach hadas means without any prepared knowledge, just immediately. What are they? Mashiach, Metzia, and Akrav. Those three, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Zayin Amad Aleph. Mitzia, something you find in the street. You're not looking for it. Suddenly, oh, you find a Mitzia. Mashiach, says the Pasuk in Zechariah, Pisaim Yavai Ha'adayim. Suddenly, it's going to happen. Suddenly. But the suddenly doesn't mean that we didn't know before. We were given the signs. We were told already that if this happens, if that happens, we were told about a case. But when it does happen, it's going to be suddenly. The same thing with Akrav. Rashi says there, Akrav, a scorpion, Noishech es ha'odam pisoim. It bites you suddenly. You don't know where it is. Suddenly it comes out of nowhere and it bites. What do these three have to do together? We once spoke about this by Arichas. Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav. Mar Cheshvan is the month of the scorpion. Mar Cheshvan is the month, as the Bnei Yisoscha writes in the Shem Shmuel, that Malchus Beis David will be restored in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, because this is the month that it was desecrated. When? This Shabbos. Tesvav Mar Cheshvan. If one looks in Novi and Melachim, that's when Yeravim ben Nevat rebelled against Malchus Beis David. That's when they left Yerushalayim. That's when they split away Aseres HaShvatim. And that caused, as the Bnei Yisoscha writes, all the Tzoris Ad Hayoyim from that split. That happened in Mar Cheshvan. He says, that's why in Mar Cheshvan you have all the Gezeris against Jews, the elections, you could say, Mamash today, who knows, let's hope it has a good outcome. All these things are in Mar Cheshvan, he says, because Mar Cheshvan is when the desecration happened. Says the Pri Tzadik, if the desecration happened in Mar Cheshvan, then the Tikkun has to be in Mar Cheshvan. And as the Yalkut Shemayni says, that the Beis HaMikdash will be initiated, inaugurated, the Chanukas, Bayis HaShlishi, Iker Bayis, Akrov is Iker Bayis, when will that be? In Mar Cheshvan. That's why Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Begematria Malchus Beis David. And Dafke in Mar Cheshvan, we read Parshas Vayera, in Mazel Akrov. The Akrov bites Pisaim, suddenly. Metzia Matzasi David Avdi, suddenly. Mashiach comes suddenly. Mar Cheshvan is a month of Hesach Hadas. In Tishrei, we were zeichet to Das. We were zeichet to so many mitzvahs in Yomim Tovim. In Mar Cheshvan, we enter a period of Hesach Hadas. But on the other hand, Emuna is Hesach Hadas. Because Emuna means you believe. If you believe, means you don't understand. So it defies logic. That's Hesach Hadas. Amnon Simon. The Hesach Hadas doesn't mean that a person should stop thinking about it. Hesach Hadas means that you don't think anymore, you believe, because now I have to use my Koyach HaEmuna. It's the Emuna that's going to bring us the revelation. We know that today was Rachel Imenu's Yahrzeit. And Rachel was told, Yesh Tikva L'Acharisech, V'Shavu Bonim L'Gvulam. The word Pisaim, Pisaim means suddenly. Pei Sof Aleph Vav Mem is Begematria, exactly. V'Shavu Bonim L'Gvulam. And that's Cheshvan is called in Novi Yerach Bul, Beis Vav Lamed, is Rosh Hateva, says the Shari Yisachar. The Munkacha writes this, the Minchas Elozer, that Beis Vav Lamed is Rosh Hateva, Vishavu Bonim Ligvulam. And Rachel Imenu's Yardside is in Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, the month of Akrav, Vishavu Bonim Ligvulam, the Gematria Pisoin. If you take the word Amnon, Amnon is the simon to remember how many psukim this parasha has. If you spell the word Amnon b'miluoy, it's b'gematria v'shavu bonim, which is also equal to the shem havaya of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, u'dvash hayoyim hazeh Hashem. So emuna is something that is required in a time of Hesach Hadas. We're living in a time of Hesach Hadas now. Does anything make any sense? No. Everything defies logic. Anytime you hear the news, you say, what? That doesn't make sense. What? This doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Yes, that's right. It doesn't make sense. It's Hesach Hadas. It's not supposed to make sense. And Hashem wants from us not sense. Hashem wants from us is Emunah. Emunah is what's going to bring us. It's going to bring us to the Makom HaMikdash. What brought Avraham to the Makom HaMikdash? How did Avraham get to Har HaMoriah? He was walking for 3 days. Behesach Hadas. He wasn't using his head. He wasn't using his intelligence. Because if he used his intelligence, he never would have got there. He would have too many questions. His mind, nothing made sense. How could it be that he has to shecht Yitzchak when Hashem promised him, ki be Yitzchak yikorei lecha zara? How could that be? He was just in a state of vayera. He just received such revelation, such prophecy, such hope. And all of a sudden he's told, v'ha'aleihu sham lo'ayla al-achad he'horim. But that's in the koyach of the emunah. He gets there, v'ya'aleihu lo'ayla tachas b'nei. Then he finds out retroactive that it was never shechita. It was Ha'ala, and now Yitzchak can have children. He was worried, what's going to happen if I would have shechted him? There never would have been a future. says the Zohar that Yitzchak had a neshama of Anuk, a female in the neshama, so he couldn't have had. Now, after the Akeda, he had the neshama of a Zohar, and now he could. So Adarabba, through the Akeda, and only through the Akeda, is Yitzchak able, together with Rivka, to be able to be the future parents of Klal Yisrael. So the Parsha is very much apropos to the time that we're in now, to this, the month in general, the month of Mar Cheshvan, Vayera Elav Hashem, Be'eloine Mamre. All the Svarim speak about is the Marenayim, whose Yartzeit was today too, the Marenayim, the Chernobyla, Skusei Agon Aleinu, writes, Eloine Mamre. Mamre is from Lashon Mamrim Heyisenim Hashem, rebellion. That even rebellious Jews, he says, even the lowest Jews, can experience Vayera Elav Hashem. That there's always yesh tikva la'acharisech, as Rachel Yemenu says. Even a Jew who is achris, he's the last Jew, the achron shebi Yisrael, that you think there's no hope for such a Jew. Vayera elav Hashem. Hashem reveals himself to every type of Jew, even someone who's be'elayne mamre, that for him there's hope too. What was Avraham Avinu doing there, as Rashi says? He was looking, lirois im yesh oiver v'shov. The Majritza writes, Oiver, someone who's Oiver and Aveira, Vishav, and wants to do tshuva, Avram wants to bring him in. That's what Avram is doing the day after, when he should be lying in bed. He's trying to bring people back into the fold. So, Vayere, love Hashem, be'eloine mamre. Eloine mamre is begamatria Akrav. Even in the Chodesh of Akrav, we can experience Vayere, Elav Hashem, revelation. Even Bizman HaGolus, even in Ikvus of the Mashiach, when the concealment is so powerful, we can experience Vayera, revelation. With the Kayach of Emunah. The Kayach of Emunah, we will get to the Makom HaMikdash, and we will be Zeiche to all that we see in this parasha, the eradication of evil, V'yazruach HaTuma Avir Min Ha'oretz, V'hasiroisiyas Leiv Ha'evin Mibsarachim. The Ramban writes that the Haftacha, that there will be a geula no matter what, he says, even if we don't deserve it, it's because of the Akedah. V'ayoymer bi nishbati ne'um Hashem. Hashem swore. That's it. Ki ya'an asher asiso es hadover hazeh, ki vorech avorechecha v'harbo harbe es arecha k'chech v'yashomayim. The Ramban says that to have tocha, that the geula will happen. So that's why the words, V'ayoymer bi nishbati ne'um Hashem, of the gematria, the Ramban doesn't say that, but we're adding, Misham yikabetzcha Hashem elokecha u'misham yikachecha. That Hashem will gather all the Jews from every far-flung corners of the world because he swore he will do that because of the Akedah. In the Kayach of Emunah that Yidin have, that they serve him during times of concealment. We know that a Yid has five levels to his neshama. That's one of the, whether they realize it or not, the Yishma'elim are trying to counter that. That's why they daven five times a day. That's why they located themselves on the Makom HaMikdash. That fifth level is called Yechida. It's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. The Medrash says, Chamisha, Shemois, Nikru, Ula. Chamisha, Shemois is Begematria. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. The fifth level was revealed here by the Akeda. Kachna, Es Bincha, Es Yechidecha. Yechida was revealed here by the Akeda. And who has it? Yitzchak. Yishmael does not have it. Yishmael, in fact, is out of the picture here. Shvulachem poyim hachamor. Am adayim al hachamor. Yishmael does not have Yechida. Their davening five times a day is fake. It's only an imitation. It's not real. Their bris is a surgery. It's not a bris. They're trying to do whatever we do, to say that they deserve it, that they deserve the Makom HaMikdash. No, they do not deserve the Makom HaMikdash. It was Yitzchak who entered the Akedah. Yechida only Yitzchak has. Mashiach is going to reveal in every one of us the fifth level of the neshama. That's why Es Yechidecha is Begematria Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach will reveal the Yechida in each and every single one of us, which happens during times of concealment, during persecutions, during times when Klal Yisrael went through terrible, terrible persecutions. That's when the level of the neshama, known as Yechida, became revealed. No one ever would have believed. Pshutei Am, who mamash just were able to read, come read, or say Tehillim, risk their lives, their children's lives, rather than convert their religion. It came out. The Yechida comes out in times when Mesiras Nefesh is required, in times when there's concealment, in times when Emunah is necessary. So this is the Parsha of Emunah. Parshas Vayera, the ultimate Vayera, comes through Amnon, through Emunah, in times of concealment. That was the Akeda, which is concealment, yes. And we asked, how does it fit in the parasha called Vayera? That's the way to get to Vayera. And when there's a Vayera, there's going to be an Akeda at the same time. There's going to be concealment. And there's going to be Yolda Milka Gamhi Banim Unachor Achicha, that we're going to see in the Kaichas of Ra, such growth. And it's going to question us, how could it be? Look at the technology, look at the Rishoyim, Adua Derech Rishoyim Salecha. That's only to get us to forget what we're here for, to try to get us to prevent us from reaching our goal, because we see that the Tzad Hara also is growing. The only reason that the Tzad Hara is growing is because the Kedusha is about to be revealed. That's why the Kaychus Hara are there. That itself has to give us Emunah and not despair. Amnon Simon. So Hashem should help that we should be Zoicha in these last moments of Golas, especially that we're in such a special year now, with Ace Kates Hayomin, a time that's definitely Mesugo for B.S. HaMashiach. No one knows for sure, but definitely the fact that people are talking about it, if one looks in the Mefarshim in Daniel, it says that everyone's going to talk about the Kates when it's about to be revealed. They're going to talk about it. It's going to be known. That's what the Metzudas David writes there at the end of Daniel. But as we get closer, things are going to start to become realized. Especially that we're in a Shemitah year and a Moitzoy Shvius that's coming up. The Gemara says in Megillah that Aschalta de Geula is in the Shemitah year. Moitzoy Shvius, we know Ben David Ba, Tavshin Ayin Vav, Tavshin Ayin Hey, Tavshin Ayin Vav. These 2 years right now that we're in the midst of are very, 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 very special time. And obviously the Koiches Hara are going to try whatever they can to prevent it from happening. Whether a Machloikis is going to break out somewhere to try to ruin the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Whatever it's going to be, or further Nisyonis in the technology, and Nisyonis in Tahara, and Nisyonis in Amunah, that's only a simon that it's so close. That's why the Koiches Hara are trying to prevent it from happening. So we have to strengthen our Amunah, and we will be Zeichem Yetz Hashem to Vayera Elav Hashem, and to the Mokam HaMikdash being revealed, and the Ra, Sedoim, Amalek, and all the Ra in the world being eradicated, no more Nisyonis. But then we will be Zeich, even though we see now what's happening with Iran, with Yishmael, with Goy Gumogoyg. Poras, Yishmael, Goy Gumogoyg go together, as we see in the Psukim in Tanakh. Poras, V'ho Elohim Nisa Es Avraham, is Begematria, Poras, Yishmael, Goy Gumogoyg. That's the last Nisayan. The last Nisayan is what's going on now with Poras, and Yishmael, and Goy Gumogoyg. And from that Nisayan, Smichas Beis David will take place. The Yechida, Kaklalus of Klal Yisrael will be revealed, and all five levels of the Neshama will be revealed, and will all be Zeichet to the true revelation, Akrav, as B'nai Yisrael says, Ikar Bayis. The Ikar Bayis means the Bayis Hashlishi will be revealed by us being Okar Bayis. Okar Bayis means to get rid of the Beis. We know that in a person's heart, there are two Beis, Lev is Levov, two Beises. One is the Yetzer Toiv, one is the Yetzer Hara. So the job of the Yid is to be Oikar Bayis, to get rid of the Bayis, means to get rid of the base, the second base, which is the Yetzer Hara, as Rashi brings here, Vesadu Lipchem. How do you know these were Malachim? Vesadu Lipchem. It says with one base, because Malachim don't have the Yetzer Hara. Lebavchem ein ksivkan ele Lipchem. Magad she'ein Yetzer Hara shoylet b'malachim. So a Yid, we have two. We have Levav. V'lechem Levav enoish Yisod. Umol Hashem Elokecha as Levavecha. You have to as Hashem Elokecha b'chol Levavecha b'shnei Yitzarecha b'yetzer Toiv u'b'yetzer Hara. So the second base is the Yetzer Hara. Akrav Okar Bay. You have to get rid of the base, the second base of Levav, and then we have Lev Echad La'avinu Shabashamayim. No more Yetzer Hara, no more Ra, and that's Chus which will be Zeicha to Ikar Bayis, to the Chanukas Bayis Hashlishi, which is going to take place in this month of Mazel Akrav. We should be Zeicha to that immediately. Amen.